Liveline on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Hidden Hearing. Hearing problems? We've been tuning people in for over 30 years. Visit hiddenhearing.ie.
Krista Kernow in Auckland in New Zealand, good evening to you. It must be very late at night with you.
Yes, just a little bit.
Tell me, what happened when you went to the beach on Sunday?
Long story short, a couple of friends and I were enjoying a relaxing afternoon at the beach when we noticed that a family that were acting a little bit strange. They kind of caught our eye, and initially there was a small boy that came over to us and emptied out his packet of chips on our blanket that we were sitting on, which we thought was a little bit strange. But, I mean, kids will be kids sometimes and they do those sorts of things, so we kind of didn't think anything of it. And it wasn't until about maybe an hour later that's when the family actually started to leave and pack up their things and left all the rubbish, and that's when I actually approached them.
How much rubbish were they leaving behind?
I'm not too sure if you have boxes in Ireland of alcohol, but there was about three boxes of beer. There was baby wipes, there was items of clothing, there was food wrappers. There was quite a lot, as you can see if you've seen the picture.
And they made absolutely no effort to put any of this into a bag?
Not a chance. No, not one bit. No, they just left everything. It was probably, I mean, how far it was spread, it was probably about 2.5 metres by 2.5 metres. That's the square of the area.
And just out of interest, were there bins where they could easily have dropped all of this stuff?
Yeah, definitely. About 15 metres in front of them, just by the beach. Yeah, there's always lots of bins around our beaches.
So it's just pure, sloppy dirtiness on their part that they did this?
Basically, yeah, exactly. But when they were walking away, there was a few bystanders that were looking at us, and we were looking at them like, are they really going to leave that there? So that's when we first approached them and said, hey, are you going to pick up your rubbish? And they said, the lady with the pram said that if we wanted it, we could pick it up. So that was her comment. And then the gentleman did say, oh, we'll come back down and get it. And so I saw them starting to walk to their cars, and that's when I walked up to the car park and approached them.
And what did you say to them?
I just said, hey, you know, like, please don't disrespect our country and our beaches. Because by that stage, they had said a few words to me, so I knew that they probably weren't from New Zealand.
Were you able to identify the accents?
No, to be honest, I just assumed they were from the UK area. I wasn't too sure. I've heard that the accent on TV and things like that. Okay. At that stage.
Well, in the same way that we always have a lot of problems differentiating between a Kiwi and an Aussie accent, it's not surprising, perhaps, that you might be able to tell the difference. But they were Irish accents, weren't they?
One of them said to us that I'm Irish and I'm getting my mates to come back down and have a ball. So that's the only reason why I know that they were Irish, or he said they were Irish. So
they threatened to have a brawl with you. It obviously escalated pretty quickly.
Yeah, so basically, and I'll keep it sweet and short. So basically, yeah, so I approached them, and then there was four or five ladies that were standing in a half circle around me, egging each other on to hit me, or what did they say, whack her or something like that. But it was actually interesting. The grandma I don't know if she's the grandma, but the elderly lady, she was the main instigator for kind of egging on the younger ones.
Saying what, Krista?
There was a younger one that was on a phone that was actually talking to somebody else. I don't know where the other person was. And she was saying to the grandma, just smack her, just smack her. And then that's all they were saying, just smack her, and kind of saying it between themselves, looking at me. And that's when I started to walk backwards, because they were holding bottles as well. So I was like, this is probably not the safest situation for myself to be in. So I started walking backwards, and then I turned around, and my friends by that stage had walked up to the car park. And they ended up walking away to the cars and getting in the cars, and that's when the young boy started walking towards us, and that's the video that you may have seen.
Yes, I have seen that video. How old would you say that boy was?
I'd probably say, I mean, I don't have children myself, but I'd maybe 6.
Yeah, he looked like he was certainly not much older than 7, 8 at the very, very most.
Yeah,
and what did he say to you?
He said that the first when he first started talking, he was saying quite sexual things. But what I got on video when I started videoing was that he had, knocked my brains out or something.
Yeah, he was going to knock your brains out. And before you started recording the sexualized things, were these insults or threats?
More threats, something about sticking something in a hole. Sorry to say that on radio, but yeah.
Oh, my God.
To be honest, I was more in shock. Like, the person that's actually speaking in the video is actually one of my friends. And she called him a naughty little S-H-I-T, so... that was her talk. I was more in shock. Like, I've never seen a child act in that manner before, ever.
In shock or scared, Krista?
I'd say initially in shock. I wasn't too scared of him. I mean, he's quite a little human. It was more the ladies that I was definitely
The ladies were there all around him, but there was also a rather large man standing there leaning against a pickup truck who was clearly not admonishing or telling this young lad off.
Yeah, he did in the end of the video. He did actually grab him and push him away. And the main things that were coming out of his mouth was just telling us that we're rude. So he actually never showed any anger towards us, that gentleman.
And before all of this had kicked off, there had been loud conversation that you had been listening to, not necessarily family appropriate.
No, yeah. I missed that part. So when we were sitting on the blanket, the lady pushing the pram and also the elderly lady came and sat next to us when they were smoking a cigarette. They would have been about a metre and a half away from us. And, they were talking about adult conversations.
In explicit detail?
No, the main word that we heard was SEX, but it kind of just caught our attention, like, why would you be talking about that at the beach kind of thing when there's lots of, you know, families around?
Okay, it just didn't feel appropriate to you.
It kind of caught us by surprise.
These people have come to notoriety elsewhere in the greater Auckland area.
Yeah, so they were in Auckland from... I've heard that they were in Auckland from Friday until yesterday. So they've been going to restaurants and hotels and not paying or ordering lots of food and then becoming intimidating to waiter staff and business owners, along with finishing their meal and then... putting hairs and ants in the food and saying that they won't pay for it.
Hairs and ants. How do you know that these are the same people that you met at the beach?
There's lots of CCTV footage of them, so it's definitely the same people.
Definitely the same people creating...
Yeah, there's been there's been 5 articles today just from one paper that I know of that has got... sort of job them, and they were on the headline news this evening on our TV.
Does it encourage you? Does it encourage people you've been talking to make generalised assumptions about how the Irish behave when they're abroad?
Definitely not. I think, to be honest, as you can imagine, I've had thousands of private messages, and there's been comments and things like that. And I myself, I mean, half of my family are Irish Samoan, and I've got loads of friends that are Irish, and to be honest, a lot of them are actually coming out and they're just really embarrassed and apologising. And I'm like, you don't need to apologise. This is not in any way, shape or form how New Zealand, you know, kind of sees Irish people at all.
Wouldn't be the first story, though, of Irish people not exactly behaving themselves particularly well on holiday, would it?
I know that in Australia I've heard a few stories, but for myself, I actually have never encountered anything like this before. With Irish people, definitely not. We've got a few good pubs in Auckland, and the Irish pubs in there, like, you know, a couple of our favourites.
Yeah, but it is outrageous and unacceptable behaviour. What's the general tone of the messages that you've been getting from people supportive or telling you to mind your own business?
I'd say about 95% would be support. It has done really well. And I've had lots of business owners actually contact me and say thank you, because they have come across them and they've kind of already kind of been aware and known what to do if they do enter their restaurant or their business. A lot of people have been really supportive. There's been a few of them that are calling me racist and things like that, and that's why I edited the post that I originally put out, because in no way, shape, or form am I racist at all. I mean, most of my family come from all different types of cultures, so generally speaking, it's been really positive and supportive.
It is kind of insane, though, to call you a racist when you're the person who's been subjective to that kind of verbal abuse and physical intimidation.
Yeah, I think because I guess in my initial post, I didn't iron out every single detail of what happened. And so lots of people are saying that I was assuming that they were Irish, but little did they know that they actually told us they were Irish. So, and the paper came out today, they've now told the police that they're from England. There's a few different stories going around from them, and that they were on television today and they said that they were the ones that were being intimidated and they got circled at the beach, and the reason why they didn't pick up the rubbish is because they felt intimidated and had to leave the beach promptly.
And did you and your friends circle them?
Oh, no, definitely not. And that's what I've said before, is that I was by myself when I was initially talking to them. And I said, so if anything, it was the opposite way around, because I was one person and there was 12 or 13 of them. So, yeah, it was quite a big group. There was three carloads.
Oh, well, fair play to you for having the bravery as well to turn around to people and say it's just not acceptable to leave anywhere looking like that. Would you do it again, though?
Yeah, no, I definitely would, definitely. Yeah, I had absolutely no hesitation and I have no regrets about it. And I'm not too sure how much has been publicised over there, but, and this is also an assumption because I don't know if it's 100% them, but they do look exactly like the family that have been doing the same things all throughout Australia. And they left Australia in March last year. I think they went to Hawaii first, and then there's been a few other places, I think, and then to New Zealand, but... Australian police have been looking for them since March.
Yeah. Okay. Look, Krista, again, sorry you had to go through that, and thank you very much for staying up so late to talk to us from Auckland in New Zealand. We'll take a break.
Talk to Joe on